What's up, Start Over Challenge family? Listen, I say family because this group is on fire. I think I was up till 12 o'clock, maybe 12:30 last night, literally watching as many of the videos as I could. I just want to say how proud I am of you guys for engaging, going all out, playing full out. Tony and I encourage you to take massive action, to take uncomfortable action, and you did. Listen, these are crazy times in the world, and we can't be passive. We can't sit around hoping things will change. Now, today's a big day, and I'm gonna share with you today what we're gonna cover, why we're gonna cover it, the industry that we're talking about, just in case you don't know. I know we got incredible KBB family members in here, and the Better Life family members, and people who've gotten my book, The Underdog Advantage, and we got so many new people, people just joining us today. If you joined us today, make sure you go back and watch the training with Tony yesterday. Was that pure fire or what? Oh my God, I sat here, I got 5 pages of notes. And it's one of those things, no matter how many times you hear it, you need to hear it over and over again, because it's not just hearing it and it's not just feeling it, it's implementing it, right? I also wanna tell you, because so many of you, Mike, could you put the chat on here so I could see it? So many of you went full out and did the homework and took uncomfortable action. Today we are supposed to give away two $200 Amazon cards and one brand new iPad. So at the end, we are gonna give away four Amazon $200 cards, because there's just so many last night. I was watching so many of your videos, it was amazing, and an iPad. And tomorrow, for those of you today, we're gonna go through an incredible process today to really understand what you should be offering to the world from home. Now, that'll make a lot more sense here in a moment. I know so many of you just jumped in because you have faith and you wanna, you know, maybe you don't even know exactly what we're gonna cover. I'm gonna clear all that up in a minute. But doing the homework, doing the challenge each night is the most important thing to me, to Tony, because if you don't take action, you're not paying for this, right? This challenge is free. What would it cost to get Tony Robbins just for yesterday? Right, for getting Brendon Burchard, the Boss Babes, we have Robin Miller, I got another special guest coming. What would it cost to get them on your stage to consult with you? Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I say that because, not to make you feel bad and not to brag, because I want you to value what you're gonna learn. What I'm gonna share today took me 30 years to figure out, right, and to master, and you'll be able to start off where I left off, to gain real capabilities today, real tactics. But I'm gonna encourage you to do the homework tonight. Don't just sit passively and go, I don't know. Because tomorrow, we're going full out crazy on gifts. Tomorrow, we are gonna give away an iPhone 11, brand new iPhone 11. Well, I don't think we'd give you a used one. Two brand new iPads. Yep, no used iPads here, 2 iPads. 3 phone tripods for video. And we're gonna give away 3 scholarships to Tony and I's KBB course. Now, Tony talked a lot about KBB yesterday because it's such a part of our DNA. It's something we're so proud of. If you don't know what it is, it's a course Tony and I created to teach people how to enter the industry we're gonna be talking about today, the knowledge industry. How do you take what you know, what you've shared, experiences you've had, a mess where you came out on the other side, a skill, a hobby, a passion, an expertise, or be the reporter of another industry? How do you share that with the world, create next level success for yourself, freedom, control, do it from home? That's the deep dive course. Anyway, that course is in the hands of over 30,000 people in 150 countries. Just like Tony said, the course could cost 10 grand, but it's a $2,000 course. So many of you asked, so tomorrow we're giving away 3 scholarships to that course for free. So if that doesn't ethically bribe you to take action today, I don't know what else does. But you know what? Let's just be honest. The prizes are really just the carrot, but the real reward is gaining the capabilities we're going to teach over the next 6-7 days. Right? We got an extra day. We'll explain that later. Because we're going to do just a fun day on Sunday, kind of take off for Sunday, and then bring it back up Monday. But these are real capabilities. Like, I want you to listen right now. This isn't just some challenge where I'm gonna sit up here and talk just motivation. Yesterday, there's nobody better on the planet than Tony. Can we agree right now? Because Tony's gonna see this string. I'm not just saying this to butter him up. There's nobody better on the planet for giving you an unstoppable mindset, to break through those old beliefs, to find a way to have encouragement, motivation, inspiration, and the wisdom to continue to move forward. Is there anybody better on the planet than that guy? Seriously, I got goosebumps right now. He changed my life 25 years ago. Yes, he's one of the dearest friends in my life. We talk every day. I love him. But 25 years ago, he was the guy that gave me knowledge that transformed my life. It's the reason I'm in the knowledge industry. Tony sold me a course, I got knowledge, and I went faster. And since then, I've started 13 companies and transformed my life, right? So what Tony and I wanted to do is anchor in that mindset. Yesterday, like Tony said, mindset's 80%. But today, we're going strategic. We're going tactical. You're gonna have absolute takeaways today to see yourself doing what the world needs more than anything else, doing it from home, doing it to light up your soul. Listen, so we're giving away some killer prizes today, but we're not gonna do it till later. You gotta wait till the end. For the Amazon cards and a brand new iPad tomorrow, you're gonna wanna do your homework with the scholarships and the iPads and the iPhone and the tripods. But let's just get real right now. We're here. You're at this challenge. Thank you for all the great comments coming in. I want to read all of them right now, but I will later. So will Tony. If I look at the comments now, I'll get so distracted. I'll be like, oh, hey, what's up, Kenny? Hi, what's up, Tony? You know, I can't do it. But let's just face it. If you're here right now, you're somebody that wants another level, right? We're calling it the Start Over Challenge because so many of us need to start fresh, to reinvent ourselves, right? I said this yesterday, but I really want to remind you of that you're not really starting over with complete desperation. And if you have any knowledge in your head, if you have any experience in your life, if you've been through a mess and came out the other side, if you have a skill, a hobby, a passion, you're not starting at zero. You're starting on second or third base. What we want to do in this challenge is show you an alternative path to put those capabilities, to put that energy. If you are ready to start something new, if you're ready to scale, if you're ready to do something impactful, then this is the exact place to be, to kind of transform into something new. If you're looking for an overnight magical money machine, get rich for doing nothing, then this isn't the right challenge for you. If you know anything about Tony and I, that's not what we stand for. Especially, I know so many of you are our family members, and you know that this is what we do. We supply real capabilities. You see, let's just say it like it is. The digital economy, right, online, is exponentially growing. Especially now in a crazy time in history like right now. So we can agree on that. Narrow that down one more. And again, I know my family members, you already know this, but we have thousands and thousands of new people. So before I go to the whiteboard, before I train on what you can offer to the world, today's training is about knowing exactly what you right now from home can offer to the world, and it lives in here. That's what we're talking about today. If you think, oh, that's crazy, I don't know what you're talking about, give us some time. KBB members, you can light up the chat if you have anybody that doubts it. I'm gonna share that with you today. But before we do, I just want you to, like, it's kind of what Tony said yesterday, right? Is I wanna show you there's gold in the hills, right? It's a definitive place where abundance is happening exponentially right now, even in a shifted market. It's one of the fastest growing industries in the world. Forbes predicted, like Tony said, going to $1 billion a day. It is the knowledge industry, which is wrapped under the digital economy. What is the knowledge industry? I gotta take a few minutes for those of you that might not know. The knowledge industry is simply this. The world is deciding that schools aren't working. Traditional education isn't working. They haven't kept up, right? The world is exponentially growing and schools haven't, right? That's just a fact. I'm not beating up schools. They just didn't keep up. I hope they catch up. I hope they go to another level, but they're not. So when people want to reinvent themselves, start fresh, start over, most of the world's going, I'm not going back to school for 4 more years or 3 more years, getting all that debt and getting a degree that does crap. It gets me a $5,000 a year raise? So people are saying no to school, right? People are also saying no to their own trial and error. Listen, back 100 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 1,500 years ago, if someone wanted to learn to do something, they went out and maybe in the farm and they learned how to do it through their own trial, through their own era. But the world has changed. We're exponentially growing so fast that the world doesn't want to figure it out on their own. If they do, by the time you figure it out, what does it feel like? You feel like you're left behind, right? So what is the world doing? The world is turning towards self-education, the knowledge industry, in every possible niche you could possibly, everything you can imagine. Someone wants to learn to do art better, cut hair better, exercise better, eat better, anything you can think of. Our KBB family, Tony mentioned it yesterday, over 150 countries, over 4,500 different niches. Every niche you could possibly imagine, from fly fishing to painting with wolves. We'll talk about some cool stuff later. But there's something you know. There's something you know that other people don't and they want it. The other way I like to describe the knowledge industry is imagine what it would be worth. Because so many people say, I don't really have anything to share with the world, right? So we're talking about, and what we're gonna share today, and this is gonna open your mind up. You have something that lives in here that other people want. And Tony and I, and what we're doing over the next week is gonna show you how to extract it. Today, we're gonna show you exactly what you can offer. I'm gonna uncover something we call your superpower. Even if it's not yours, if it's borrowed. Tony started by sharing Jim Rohn's stuff. I started by sharing some of Tony's stuff, right? Sometimes we're the reporter of other people's expertise, but today we're gonna unlock something in your head. And when I say unlock a superpower, I'm not talking about Superman or Batman or one of those. I'm talking about a knowledge, an expertise, a skill, a habit, a passion, a mess that turned into a message that's inside of you right now, that once you unlock it, you will have the confidence to realize the world needs that. There's people in a specific niche that want exactly what you have, that you can deliver from home with confidence, virtually, get paid, impact their lives, and move on. Isn't it exactly what Tony and I have been doing for combined 64 years? We both started with nobody knowing who we are, no college education, no rich family members. We didn't start with a silver spoon in our mouth, neither did so many of the people you're seeing online. Listen, you're already seeing people online crushing it, building next level lives. Sometimes it can hurt and you feel envious on how they're doing it. What are they doing? Why do so many people follow them? Why are they making money? What are they doing? The only reason it hurts and you feel left behind is because you don't know how. You don't know where to start. And that's why we wanted to do this challenge, to pull back the curtain and show you these are unprecedented times. And when unprecedented times, it's time to create unprecedented opportunities. Tony and I had the time. We wanted to give back and we decided, let's do a challenge. Let's pull back the curtain. Let's teach every day for 7 days. Let's go live. Tony anchored in a mindset yesterday. Oh my God, I was fired up all day yesterday. I hope that carries through. If you need it, go back and watch it 10 times, right? But today we're gonna dive deeper. And what you're gonna see today is whether you're the expert, have the skill, the passion, the expertise, or you're the reporter or interviewer of other knowledge that the world wants, or you've had a mess in your life and you've come out the other side and how your mess could become your message. I'm giving you my word right now. If you'll stay open-minded today, you'll see by the end of this conversation that you have a gift and you have something other people don't know and they want. Because why would this industry be heading to $1 billion a day? Just because of what we talked about. People don't want to go back to school. Do you want to go back to school to try to get a minimum raise? Do the stats. It's crazy. You spend insane amounts of money to get a $9,000 raise if you're lucky. And is there a job to go back to, right? In times like these, and I'm going to digress for a second, to really anchor this in before we get to training. In times like these, this is when we look back at our lives. Like we have a moment. This is a crazy time. We can look at our lives and say, am I on the right career path? Did I start a business that really fills my soul? Did I start a business? Do I work in an industry that's future-proof? Could it go away in a moment? Could it be like Blockbuster Video and go away? Could it be like taxi cabs, go away? Or am I in an industry that will exponentially grow as the world transitions? This is a time to reflect on that. And if you know the answer, which I bet you do, and why you're here, that's when it's time to take that knowledge, that expertise, that energy, that desire, that passion, and shift it into an industry that's exponentially growing. People are home right now. My daughter, this is a whole new generation too. I'm sorry if I'm digressing. I'm just so excited about this to have you here with us today. My daughter, when she wanted to do wanted to get some more training on art, she didn't think of going to look at college classes or elective classes at the local high school. My daughter went on YouTube and online and Googled and found a woman in the Midwest who's not a teacher, doesn't have initials after her name. She's not a famous artist. She hasn't been doing it for 150 years. She was just someone my daughter thought was cool doing an online art class. My daughter said, "Hey, Dad, can I sign up for this?" I'm like, "Of course." The world is heading towards that at like intuitively, right? You want to learn? Listen, if you want to learn how to be in the knowledge industry, one of the fastest growing industries in the world, be a part of the digital economy, wouldn't you want to learn from Tony and I? We got 60 years in this, right? And that's what people are doing, but they're doing it in every niche possible, right? From, I saw a guy, he said I was in upper echelon, like he goes, I maximized mid-level management. I knew how to blow right through mid-level management in my life and in my church. He said, I didn't think I had anything to give the world. He's like, but then I realized I know how to solve problems for managers. And now he's doing training. The only thing he does is teach managers how to solve problems, not how to do KPIs or run payroll or how to hire people, just simply teaching people how to solve problems to be mid-level managers, right? We have everything you could possibly imagine, a mess into a message. We had an amazing woman whose second child son had eczema. She's not a doctor. She doesn't have initials after her name. She's not a naturopath. She just didn't like the fact that they were giving her son steroids and no doctor could tell her a natural way to heal eczema. She obsessed on it, became the reporter. She went out and got all the knowledge she could, healed her son. Now she does trainings for parents with kids with eczema that want to do it naturally. The world's ready for that at every level possible. I'm going to give you some more great examples today. But I think what I would love to do right now is really let you know, not only let you know that you have something in here that the world wants. Just think about it. Paying for knowledge. When I bought Tony Robbins' course 25 years ago, my dad was like, "You're an idiot." I guess I could have softened that, but that's kind of what he said. He told me to get a refund, get my money back. He goes, "You paid for a guy to talk to you on tapes and CDs?" That's how long ago it was, yes. I said, "Yes." He's like, "You're crazy." And that's kind of how the world felt, right? He was the crazy one, and he realizes it now, and later, you know, I retired my dad over 2 decades ago. So I'm not the crazy one anymore, right? And I love him dearly, and he understands the power of knowledge now. But 25 years ago, people paying for knowledge was, if you had a coach, you didn't tell anybody. If you had a mentor, you didn't tell anybody. Now, the world's like, "Oh, you went to school? You're trying to learn on your own?" No, just learn from somebody who's already been there. Start off where they left off. The last thing I'm gonna say, and I really wanna, I hope this anchors it in, and then the rest of the 6 days, this is just about training, tactics, strategies. What would it be worth to you if you still have any doubt, and I'm looking, and I want you to tell me if you get this. What would it be worth to you to go back right now and spend 2 days, and I want you to give me an answer in the chat right now. In fact, give me an answer in the chat right now, and I will give away, Charlie team, if you're watching, my new book, The Underdog Advantage. I will sign 5 copies. We've got some other cool stuff too. I'll sign 5 copies and send it to you if you will answer this question. Ready? What would it be worth to you if you had 5 days to plan, you knew this was coming, you had the chance to go back and spend 2 days with your 20-year-old self. And if you're 20, let's say your 15-year-old self, okay? But you had 2 days to go spend with your 20-year-old self, and you had 5 days to plan. And you had time to plan on mindset, on your thinking process, right? On tactics you discovered, on how you deal with relationships, something. What is your expertise? What are you good at? What have you gone through? What's a mess? Did you go through a divorce? It was painful, but you came out on the other side and you're thriving. What would you tell this 20-year-old self? Imagine how much, I got goosebumps because I can think about all the things. If you had 5 days to prepare, look at all this coming in. My team, pick 5. I love all the comments coming. Pick 5 people that will get a hardcover copy. I'll sign it. I'll send it to you. Think of the value of that. Right, look at the comments coming. Priceless or millions? That's been the two message I've always got. Like, think about that. You have 5 days to prepare. That's what self-education, that's what the knowledge industry is. You've done something for a year, 5, 10 years, and there's somebody starting off, right now where you are. And if you don't deliver your value to them, they're gonna try to go through the traditional route. It's not gonna work. They're gonna try to learn through their own trial and error. It's not gonna work. When they have the opportunity to learn from you, if you just know how to identify it, extract it, and share it. And that's the start over challenge. That's what we're doing over the next 7 days, is figuring out exactly what you could share with confidence, who to share it to, how to get them to say yes and give you money, how to teach it to them with confidence and elegance, and how to do it from home. That's it. Cat's out of the bag. That's what we're sharing. You're ready for another level. You're ready to start fresh, reinvent yourself, start over. You are at the right challenge, at the right place. Thank you. I see the comments flying in. And this is a cool part. We just passed 900. That's what Mike just handed me. We just passed 900,000 meals. Our goal is 1 million. 900,000 meals, because every single person that signs up for this challenge, Tony and I take the money out of our pocket and we donate 20 meals through Feeding America. 20 meals. We're at 900,000. So when you're done today or right now, send the Start Over Challenge link to a friend who needs this. All we need is 100,000 more meals to meet our goal. Just think about 1 million meals. So we get to provide for the people that really need us, and we get to provide for you that really need us too, just in a different way. And that really lights Tony and I up. So thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting us, getting to that point. Pretty amazing. I see all the incredible questions coming in here and comments coming in here. I will look at all of these. I do. I geek out on stuff like this. And I'm looking at all your videos. Again, so is Tony. We're in this challenge, checking everything out. We're doing the best we can to see all of them, but we're seeing as many as we can. Okay, let's get to training. Shut off all the distractions. Get your pen out if you can. You might be someplace where you're just on your phone, but if you can, get your journal out, get your pen out, or have the ability to watch this later when you can really concentrate, because here's what we're gonna talk about. You must know what to offer, right? If you want to join the digital economy, the knowledge industry, you must know what to offer. And that's the part that sometimes can freak people out. And I wanna tell you how it happened for me. I think the best way to show your journey is, let me share a little bit of mine. Because you never would have thought in a million years this would have been my life. Not in a million years, okay? I started, I won't go through my whole story, but I didn't grow up with money. I didn't go to college. I had dyslexia really bad. My parents struggled financially all the time. There was a time I lived in a bathroom with my dad because we had a little electric heater. No heat in the big house, but we could plug in this little heater and sleep in there. No, poor me. It was the journey I was supposed to be on. So don't think I'm like, oh, it was part of my life. That was my life happening for me, right? But I was lucky enough to I started a firewood business in high school. Now, think about the stuff I was doing. Firewood business in high school. Then I started buying cars that were beat up, fixing them and selling them for a profit. Then I worked with my dad in his collision shop until he left. And then I started a collision shop. And then I got a tow truck company. And all simultaneously, I started obsessing on finding real estate with no money down. And what that was, it wasn't as elegant as it sounds. I knocked on a million doors. I went to every listing just asking people that were selling if they would give me their house with no money down. And you could imagine the doors that just kept closing, like, oh, cute 17, 19, 20-year-old kid. Really? No collateral, no money, and you want me just to give you my house? Later, until one really nice dude said yes, and then a really nice elder lady, Mrs. Lopresti, said yes, and I got a couple deals, and I started that momentum. So picture this, I'm 25. I have a tow truck company, a collision shop, an auto sales, I have 21 apartments, and I'm just starting to buy and flip houses. Not buy and build, I was buying raw land, I gained some massive momentum beyond anything I ever could have imagined in my life by then, by 25. But I have to be honest, I was struggling every night. Stress, worry. I didn't know how to attack life. My parents weren't into personal development. My parents were married and divorced 9 times between them. A lot of dysfunction in my family. And I'm trying to overcome the dysfunction. And the truth is, I was probably working so hard because I was running away from that dysfunction. Anybody else? Give me a hell yeah. Anybody in here at a part in their life, or maybe even now, you want to run from dysfunction? It's why you're here, want to start fresh. Dysfunctional job, dysfunctional relationship, dysfunctional income. I had a dysfunctional family, and I was just motivated to move away. And sometimes it's okay. It's okay to feel that dysfunction. Let it sink in so you get disturbed. Being disturbed creates movement. Don't ignore the pain in your life. Your life lives on the other side of that pain. Be disturbed. That's what'll get you to initiate and take freaking action, right? So I'm running away, but I have to tell you, I'm doing great. The world sees this guy good, but I remember a couple nights a week, I'd have a couple glasses of wine just to kind of numb, because even though I was starting to be successful, a lot of the internal stuff was a little jacked up, right? Maybe you can agree, understand that too. And all of a sudden I see this guy, Tony Robbins, on TV, and he's talked, and like, I don't know, I'm like, he's talking to me, I get it. It was complete opposite of anything my parents had ever taught me. Like, crazy opposite. But I just believed him. I spent the money, I got his course, got it home, and devoured it. Like, 5 days later, I'd already listened to everything twice. I remember I had an old, this is gonna date me, anybody here my age, I had a Sony Walkman with the orange headset, and I'd put that big old Walkman on the side of my thing, on the side of my belt or my shorts, and I'd take a walk, and I just absorbed it and devoured it. And it fundamentally shifted my life. I paid for knowledge. My dad told me I was crazy. I told you that earlier. He told me I was an idiot. Get my money back. He's like, you paid to someone to talk to you? He just didn't get it. And maybe you get it. Maybe you were brought up differently than me. I just didn't get it at the depth that I should have. And when that happened, Tony introduced me to Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra and Jim Rohn and Napoleon Hill. And oh my God, my world just transformed. Within 2 years, I said, I want to do this. I want to get, like, I had already been successful. I was already a millionaire, started with absolutely nothing. I said, I want to give back. I want to teach people what I know and get paid to do it. So I'm just giving you the insight. Like, so many people see the end result. Yes, I'm a multiple New York Times bestseller, started 13 companies, get to do all this cool stuff. I want you to see the real Dean, where maybe there's a variation of me that you can comprehend, right? Or align with. So I want to be in the knowledge industry. Now, think about that. I barely got out of high school, had dyslexia. Never taught a thing in my life. In fact, I didn't like teachers at that phase of my life. I loved teachers. There was a couple teachers that were like adopted family members. There was a couple teachers made me feel really dumb when I couldn't spell and dyslexia was hard. People just didn't get it. They treated me like I was dumb and stupid. So it was a couple teachers that, you know, if I could have put poop on their doorstep and lit it on fire. You ever see that on TV, like in the shows where they take poop, dog poop, put it in a bag, light it on fire, and then people stomp it out. I wish I'd done that to two teachers, but that's a whole other story. But I wanted to be in this industry of helping people go faster and making money to do it. I had no idea it was even the knowledge industry. It was just, Tony did it for me, I want to do it for other people. Now, you got to understand something. I really want you to think about this, because some of you are questioning, do I have anything to share? I don't know where to start. I'm not that smart. Besides that, there wasn't the internet. There wasn't iTunes, there wasn't Zoom, there wasn't podcasts, there wasn't Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, none of that existed. The only thing I had to do was I had to create an infomercial. So I took every dollar I had, I used credit cards, and I started designing an information product on how people could make money with cars. Listen, you think it's gotta be this elaborate niche? I was really good at finding cars cheap, cleaning them up, flipping them for a profit. I created a course. And then, how do I get it to people? Oh, the only way, Tony, I bought off an infomercial. I'll do an infomercial. Clueless on what to do. I want to tell you how clueless I was. I was running this from my collision shop. It was called Dean Collision Center. My sister drove up from Virginia. I tell this story all the time because she loves me and she's an amazing woman and she's successful in her own right. And she's got amazing kids. She's awesome. And she's a protective older sister. She drove up from Virginia to New York to sit down with me like an intervention and say, you can't do this, Dean. Like, you're doing so well. You've come so far, I'm so proud of you, but now you're going too far. You're stepping outside the boundaries. You're not a teacher. Like, because that's the way we're all programmed to think that way. She wasn't trying to hurt me, it's the way she was programmed. And I almost listened to her. She's my big sister, she's smart. Almost listened to her, but thank God I didn't. Now, she doesn't feel that way now. The world has shifted. She was protecting her little brother who made it, and she thought I was going to lose everything. And I could have, because I used every dime I could to do an infomercial. It's not like now where you can, instead of social media using you, we can use it to find our ideal clients, and you can do it free in so many cases. That wasn't the case. Infomercials could be a couple hundred grand before you know if it even worked. So I put all my heart and soul in it, and I don't want to make a long story short, but I niched down what I did, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I identified what made me good with cars. And there was one specific thing. I was really good at finding people that needed to sell, finding people wanted to buy, and matching them up because I didn't have a lot of money to start and make money in the middle. right? So it wasn't just cars, it wasn't just used cars. It was a specific strategy within the car business. And when I said I could teach that, and it worked really well. And then I evolved. Now I failed miserably, up and down, figured it out. And then I wanted to teach people how to do real estate because that's really where I made my biggest amount of money. And I did the same thing with real estate. And instead of just saying, I want to teach real estate, instead of saying, I just want to teach real estate, I narrowed it down of what kind of real estate. What kind of, do you do it with no money down? This is the process of the no money down. And when I got down to a little tiny niche, I released a training on how to make money with real estate. I called it Think a Little Different, was the name of the real estate course. Oh my God, this is so many years ago. I'm talking, you know, 15, 18 years ago. And that was my evolution into the knowledge industry. But I want to tell you, it was so complex then. An infomercial and operators and phone calls and delivering packages. Now the world has shifted so much. Look at what we're doing right now. I'm delivering you value by all of us hitting one button. We are in 100 plus countries right now, all around the world, watching this, learning from this, on a platform called Facebook that's free. Completely different world, and we get to identify. You probably saw me online or an ad, and you're here. The world has completely shifted. That's why now is the era of, we're calling the knowledge broker. And what's a knowledge broker? You're brokering your own knowledge to help other people and getting paid, or you're brokering someone else's knowledge to get paid. The lady who helped their daughter with eczema, or son with eczema, she brokered other people's knowledge. She was the reporter of other people's knowledge, put it into her own life, and now she's sharing that. So a knowledge broker is just someone who's brokering their own knowledge or someone else is to make impact and create success. That's where we're at. The world has shifted, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're gonna hope over the next 7 days to open your mind to say, hell yes, I wanna be in this industry. I can make an impact, make an income, do it from home. And for those of you already in the industry, give a thumbs up on how that feels to do it. So what I wanna share is, I wanna go a little deeper, and now it's about you. I shared way too much about me, but I want you to understand, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't need initials after your name. You don't need to be the quintessential, you know, 25-year-in expert. You just need to know more than someone else. You just need to be one chapter ahead of someone else because they could either learn on their own or they could learn from you, right? So I'm gonna go to the whiteboard and share a couple of stories that I think will really clear this up and allow you to dig in. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Really dig in. This is gonna be a really fancy graphic that I'm gonna draw. No, I'm kidding. You got me over here, Mike. What's up, everybody? We feeling it? Come on, you guys all in? Give me I'm all in. And Mike, Charlie and Jeremy, in fact, give me an all in. Pick three more people and we'll send some mastermind swag. Three more people for, do we have a hat here? Or no, give me a water bottle or a hat. Yeah, and I'll share this. Okay. Cool. Thanks. Just that. That's good. All right. And then you follow me. All right, look at this cool swag. This and a mastermind, we own mastermind. We'll throw three people right now. Pick three people who say they're all in and document them. Reach out to them, Jeremy, and let them know that we're gonna send you some killer swag. All right, that's how we stay keep engagement. All right, here we go, you ready? I had a big transition. So there's 7 billion people in the world. Now, the other thing I want to share with you that's really important, I don't have scripts. I got my notes in my journal. This is from my heart. This is from my soul. I want to share with you guys today. This transition in the world has actually made this the greatest time in history to jump into the knowledge industry. More people are home than ever before in history. 2/3 of the world is home right now. Not that that'll last forever, but when a pendulum swings so far to one side, it never goes all the way back. And people are now learning more than ever from home, on computer, through self-education. This is one of those rare industries that's exponentially growing when unfortunately so many industries are dying or going out of business. I don't want anybody to go through that, and I'm so sorry, but that happens in the world, right? Every 7 to 10 years, I've been through 4 shifts in the economy. It happens. That's why we're so excited. That's why we're doing this challenge now, because you need to do this now. You don't want to miss this wave and look back in 5 years ago, oh my God, I did that challenge with Tony and Dean. They told me this industry was going to $1 billion a day. I'm still in the same situation. I still didn't start something new. I tried a couple other magical money machines to get rich overnight. Dude, it didn't work. And you're going to come back here anyway. So that's why this isn't a time to dabble. This is a time to be serious about this information. This, if you want another level, it doesn't happen by accident. It's not free. There's no way to hit a few keys on your keypad and get rich. You need real capabilities in a real emerging industry and take real action so you can get next level results. And that's what we're here. We're serious players. Like, this is it. We have one life. We're gonna look back someday and either say we planted seeds in 2020 and now we get to harvest, right? And it takes some energy to plant seeds. You gotta do the work, the energy, right? You gotta do it, you gotta take the action. Or you're gonna look back, 5 years is gonna go by anyway, and you're gonna look back in 5 years and go, why didn't I plant seeds then? Why do I have to start now? I don't want that regret. So stick with this every day. Program this in your phone right now. Get an accountability partner. Send a friend to this challenge right now or when you're done today, and keep each other accountable to absorb this information, right? Just because it's free doesn't mean you should take this lightly. This may never happen again. And we're encouraged to push you to be here. So if it's free, how do you thank Tony and I and everybody else who's coming on here to serve you? Do the work. Take the action. Change your life. Okay, so sorry, I went off on a little rant there, but I want to anchor this in. Okay, 7 billion people in the world. I got to give you one more story of mine and then we'll break it down. So now think about this. I go from being the guy who does cars and real estate and tow trucks and stuff like that, and now I'm teaching it, right? And Mike, if you can get this in, that would be great. I know it's a little higher than me. That's okay. And we get, give me just a little bit more room here and then you could go. That's it. If you leave it right there, Mike, it's good. And I'll call you when I'm done. Thanks, guys. You see, we're live. I got Mike, who's been with me for over 15 years. He's amazing. Okay, so I want you to hear the flow. I was the guy doing it. I wasn't the professional teacher in a classroom. I was just the guy doing it. And then I figured a way to share it. I was a nervous wreck. I thought, people, who would listen to me? A broke guy from upstate New York. Lots of people. Lots more than you'll ever believe, because they knew I had done it. I went into real estate. Not only did I go into real estate and I fumbled, went up, down. I wrote a book called Be a Real Estate Millionaire during the last shift in the economy. And I taught people how to make money on the way down. It's one of the best-selling, if not the best-selling real estate book of all time. We dominated. I became the top trainer of real estate education because I was just sharing what I knew. And I was sharing from my heart. This guy from the collision shop that lived in a bathroom, yes, through self-education. But then, about a half a decade ago, I'd been teaching self-improvement, mindset, personal development, whatever you want to call it. That was the foundation of all my trainings. And I wanted to transition. I wanted to transition into really going deep into success, to mindset. People needed it so bad, right? People get capabilities and don't realize they can't take advantage of the capabilities or the tools they have because their mindset's all screwed up. So I decided I wanted to teach, let's just label it personal development. But I have to tell you, I was so intimidated. 7 billion people. And I'm like, man, I'm not Tony Robbins. He's got his style and years on me, right? I mean, Tony had already served millions and millions and millions of people all around the world. I'm not Tony. I'm not Wayne Dyer. I'm not Dale Carnegie and Earl Nightingale or Eckhart Tolle. Right? I didn't know how to meditate. I'm not a meditator. I create success habits, but I'm not a meditator. At the time I was like, I'm not perfect at relationships. And I started thinking like, I'm a phony. Like, I don't know if 7 billion people, those that are in personal development, why would they listen to me? I remember thinking about this. I started thinking, this is the process I want you to go through today, where you go from, I don't think I can, to holy crap, I must. Just think of that transition. I don't think I can, all the way to, oh my God, I must. So 7 billion people, let's just say out of 7 billion people, there's a big chunk here that like personal development. And in that bucket of millions and millions and maybe over a billion people, whatever that number is, people that like to read all the different people that are in success or watch videos, modern day videos from Prince EA or Brendan Burchard or all these great people and different areas, right? And when I thought of that, it still seemed too big, right? It's like, I'll give another example here when I'm done. But then I said, but I really don't know. I'm not the relationship guy. I don't know meditation. I don't know how to align my chakras and be peaceful in some ways. I'm a little antsy if you want to know the truth. But I started thinking about what I'm really good at. And I started to think, oh my God, I'm really good at a mindset of becoming unstoppable, of gaining more confidence when you need it. And I started fine-tuning what allowed me to be successful. Why did I have so many obstacles? I was the quintessential underdog, hence my book, The Underdog Advantage. Everything, you know, so many things went wrong. I didn't have support from family. I didn't have money. And I started thinking, wow, I know how to be resourceful. I know how to change my state of mind. I know how to shift habits. And I started getting deeper and deeper, and I realized, okay, in this little narrow niche of people that wanted new success habits, wanted to learn how to have a state of mind that's freaking unstoppable even when everybody tells you you can't, how to focus on solutions when everything seems dire, how to gain confidence and courage to move forward when everybody thought they were afraid. Now that's me. I can lean into that during this journey of everything that went right and went wrong. I could do that. And when I thought about that, I'm like, hell yes, I'm going into personal development. I created a course called The Winning State of Mind. And that's all I taught was habits, state of mind, gaining confidence, new habits. I launched it to the world, and here's the cool part, and this is what I'm gonna be learning tomorrow with the Boss Babes, is I found the ideal client who just wanted that. I didn't want Wayne Dyer's clients, maybe some of them, but most of them. I'm not as spiritual as Wayne. He's amazing at what he does. If I'm telling names you don't know, it doesn't matter. It could be Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty's a dear friend of mine. I got to meet him, he's a good dude. You know, he's more spiritual than me and amazing, but I'm not Jay Shetty. I'm not Prince EA, right? I'm not Rachel Hollis, who's a dear friend. Everybody's got their own thing. I don't want all of them. I don't want the 7 billion people or the 1 billion people or maybe the 500 million people. Maybe there's only millions of people that want this exact thing that Dean Graziosi offers towards success. That course did so great. We launched it to the world. And from all different places of the world, they devoured. I looked for people that just wanted that little teeny tiny niche. And when I uncovered it, I'm like, I can do that. My confidence went up. That course did so well that it turned into my book, Millionaire Success Habits. And that book was one of the best-selling books of the last couple years and put me on this different trajectory of really dominating and being a part of this industry. Now, if I just would have said, I can help you be more successful, too broad. 7 billion people want to be more successful. That's overwhelming. But when I can target the exact person that would know me, like me, trust me, and wants to learn what I learned, wow, everything changes. I got to give you a couple different stories here so you can really think through this. My wife, when I met her, she's one of the top hairstylists in Arizona. She's a badass, for lack of a better word. So impressed by her. I have to tell you, I shared this the other day, and this is kind of personal, but I meet my wife, and she had never been married. She was 30 years old, 30-something, 31, I think, maybe at the time, 30 or 31, and so successful. She's got a Range Rover outside, beautiful purse, dressed to the nines, and I know she was a hairstylist. And this sounds terrible. I'm just going to be completely transparent. She was doing so well financially, I thought to myself, she probably has a trust fund. Like, she's doing the hairstyle, hair salon, hairstylist thing, but she probably has other money coming in. I tell her, she beats me up for that all the time, makes fun of me. And then I realized she had nothing. She came from nothing. She was supporting her family. When her family went through a financial crisis, she took care of them, helped her brothers go to college. Like, one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. I'm so blessed to call her my wife. She was just a badass, and she knew how to do hair in a way that allowed her to make 10 times the amount of money that any other hairstylist around, most hairstylists around, make. So when I said to her, when she figured out what I did for a living in the self-education industry, in the knowledge industry, she's like, oh, I said, what makes you do so well? She goes, I don't know, I just work hard. No, you don't just work hard, right? I said, how about you teach other people how to do this so there's other stylists that can do that? How would that feel? She's like, oh my God, I'd love to help every hairstylist do this, but I don't know how to teach. I don't know. And she said, the beauty industry is huge. Beauty industry is like the 7 billion people. It felt overwhelming. And I said, well, it's not the beauty industry, it's the hair industry, right? But not just the hair industry, it's kind of the high-end hair industry. And I said, do you do good with cuts and color and all the other stuff? She goes, oh, I do all of it good, but I really specialize in hair extensions. She had propecia, is that what it is when you lose hair sometimes? She lost like some dime-sized hunks of hair, and she really got into putting hair extensions in women to make them look beautiful. Like, my wife loves when a woman comes in and she puts hair extensions in and colors it, and she leaves on fire with her confidence up. It lights my wife up, and I know that's why she's so successful, because it really lands in her heart. It's like a mission for her. So I said, okay, so you're not training in the hair industry, the beauty industry, the hair industry. Let's narrow it down a little more. How about, what if you just taught people how to do the extensions that you do? Because, you know, the average extensions is like $500 compared to a $50 haircut and blow dry, right? I said, what if you taught, she goes, oh, I could teach people how to do hair extensions. I love that. I said, and then we were here, here's hair extensions. And I said, but is there a specific technique? She's like, oh yeah, I just do this one style. It's these little beads. It doesn't hurt the hair. It doesn't feel like it's, some hair extensions make your women's head itch, or when they go to bed, it's too puffy. And she gave me all these reasons. She goes, there's one though. That's the app. And I watched her light up on fire. She's like, there's one, and there's this, and there's this. And I'm like, how about if you just taught that one thing? Could you do it? She goes, in a minute, I'll do it today. And we had her first event scheduled. Unfortunately, with Corona came, we had to cancel the in-person event, and now we just had a baby. We have a 6-week-old named Luca, a 7-week-old today, I think. But we're launching hers virtually. We're gonna do them once a month. And here's the thing, not the whole world, not just stylist, not just hair, but not just extensions, this specific kind of extension. And now, because of social media, we don't have to run an infomercial. We don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. We can go find the exact people. Social media has already done that. Instead of it using us, we get to use it. Social media has already determined who's a hairstylist, does what. We go out and just look for people that want that one thing. That one thing. I watched my wife go, oh, that's too much. Oh, maybe too. Oh yeah, let's do it, right? And I've watched this happen with so many people in every industry possible. In every industry possible. Now, I want to share something here. I'm trying to, like, there's so many examples I want to share, but I got to share this one. I said it before. It's just something that stands out. I use this story all the time. There's 4,500 different niches, everything you could possibly imagine. And I'm watching people as they narrow this down, gain the confidence to say, oh, I could do a Zoom call and teach on that. Because I want to digress here, because so many times I'm talking to people thinking that you're KBB members, or you already understand this industry. Just know that I'm going to answer all the questions you have over the next 7 days. But one thing I want to share is, writing a book is awesome. I love it, and you should. But writing a book's a bitch, and it takes a while, right? Build a course. Someday, use this information to build a course. You should build a course. This course has changed my life. KBB, the greatest course ever. I mean, hands down, greatest course that ever existed. You see the people in here that are in KBB. It is the gold standard course to teach people how to do this at the deepest level possible. There's no course better. I love courses, but it takes a while, right, to build a great course like that, and costs money to build a solid course, right? I love coaching and consulting. You can use this information to find the perfect consulting and coaching clients, and you should. But sometimes coaching, just even if you got a weightlifting coach or an exercise coach or a fitness instructor, right? It's a time and effort community. Spend an hour, get paid for an hour. How do you create exponential revenue? How do you create exponential success? Right now, I'm training you. In most cases, you would never get this for free. Never. We have, 50,000 people signed up for this challenge? What if I just charged 10 bucks to challenge? Would you pay to be here for 10 bucks? Of course you would, especially that you know that's what's here, right? Do the math, 50 times 10. And I'm delivering one to many through technology, through Zoom, that's available for everybody, and most Zoom is free. Think how the world changed. You don't have to write a book. When you identify this little piece, you could be 30 days away from right now, 3 weeks away from right now, having people on a Zoom call learn how to paint better, fix their relationship, eat better, work out, mid-level management, how to be in e-commerce, sell better, talk better, run better, go vegan, do Pilates, like everything you could possibly imagine. You could be teaching someone on a Zoom call just like this in weeks from right now, from your home, anywhere in the world, giving impact so they can start off where you left off and receiving cash and revenue from making a difference in the world. That's why we're so excited about this. The world has shifted, the world has changed. If you're feeling that, let me hear it. If I'm explaining this, let me hear it, because I'm hoping this lands. We had I get so many great stories, but there was a woman I talked to, and I had a chance. We were on a Zoom. Yes, I'm so glad you're. I see all your comments coming in. Remember, we're giving away a lot of cool prizes today. And VIP, what's up? I know you're in the back. I can't wait to hang out with you guys afterwards, but we still got some really cool stuff coming. And do me a favor. Jeremy, you're listening. Let's take a couple questions in here. I want to make sure I'm landing this, right? So if you got a question, put a queue, write a question. They're going to come in fast. But my team, if you could write a few of them down, and then in a few moments, I'll go over and we'll answer them. But we had a woman who was on a Zoom call, and I got to chat with her, and she was an artist. And she wanted to teach people art. And she said, I just don't know if people want to learn to be better artists. And I know as soon as someone says that, that's, oh. Someone want to learn real estate. Oh, feels heavy. Learn how to be in the car business. Oh, heavy. Learn how to be in teach personal development. Personal development, narrow it down, no problem. When she said she wanted to teach art, I knew she was here. And she's like, I just don't know. And I said, well, tell me about your art. She started talking about, I don't know the different kind of art. She uses pencils and different colored pencils and stencils. And she's the more she's talking about it, I can feel it getting smaller. And we identified, oh, you're not looking for just artists. You're looking for people that want this particular art and use pencils. And we're getting smaller and smaller. And I could see her on a Zoom lighting up as she's going. And then she said something about teenage girls. I'm like, oh, I got a teenage daughter. Oh, my teenage daughter would love this. I said, in fact, I've been painting doing art with my daughter. My daughter's amazing, and I am just literally the worst. My daughter laughs at me every time. I have zero, you could tell, I have zero artistic skills. Like, wasn't born with an ounce of it. My sister's amazing, she got all of it, right? But she said, I love painting with my daughter because it bonds us. And I'm like, oh my God, that's why I paint with my daughter. I just do it so she can laugh at me and we can have communication over school and life and friends and boys and all that stuff. Well, I don't know. I have a conversation with boys, but I try. She tells me she doesn't like boys. She's too young. She's gonna be 14. She's lying to her father. I respect her and love her. But anyway, I said, you're out here wanting to think about teaching art, but then you told me about specific art and it got smaller and smaller. What if you did for your share? What if your share was simply this? You taught people this special art stencil thing that you're doing, but you did it wrapped around doing it with your teenage child and bond. Like, make the art not just, make it so narrow. Here's the thing you have to realize. People think you have to cast a wide net. The profits and the exponential growth is in the tiny niches. The world is all connected. You don't need to have hundreds of 7 billion people, a couple million that have a teenager and would love to bond and learn art at the same time. There's still millions of them, and because of social media, we could find them. I said, you're not teaching art, you're not teaching stenciling, you're teaching stencil art on the specific paper with your teenager and how to bond. I watched her go from this to, oh my God, that's me. She's like, that's me, I can't wait to do it. And that's the transition I wanted you to have today. That's the transition I wanted to give you today. This is the gift I want you to start seeing. We're gonna go deeper tomorrow. We got the Boss Babes. I keep calling them the Boss Babes. Natalie and Danielle, they're just two amazing ladies that I met, just met this year. One was a chiropractor, one was selling products, and they both got in the knowledge industry, and they're changing women's lives all around the world. They're two amazing young ladies with so much knowledge. I'm so proud of both of them. And tomorrow, we're gonna go even deeper on identifying this, but tomorrow, we're gonna identify the people out here that would give you the money for your knowledge. Because if you identify and pinpoint them, then we go on to another level. You ready, Mike? You wanna come back over here? All right, you guys feeling this? Let's do it. Let's give away. Tell me you're feeling it right now. I'm just using excuses to give you stuff. Mike, when you're done, grab me the hat. I want to show you what the hat is. Let's pick three more people for some swag. Mike's going to show you what the hat is, and just send them a swag box. Just say I'm in or I'm feeling it, and my team will pick you. And it's going too fast for me to grab somebody right now. Oh, look at that! Look at that mastermind hat. Oh, you know what? And we have mastermind shirts. I don't even know if we have more of the shirts, but we're gonna send you a swag box, okay? So pick three more because you guys are here, you're feeling it, you're playing full out. Okay. Now let's get to, we're gonna get to some questions. In fact, Jeremy, do you have a question we could hit right now? Is she able to talk to me?
Yes, hey Dean.
What's up, Jeremy?
FOC family. We've got lots of questions flying in. Dean, I'm gonna give you one question from one of our VIP members.
Okay.
Avery, by the way, I love it when you're going through the names because now I'm on the hot seat. Avery. Gutierrez, and the question comes in and says, I have two superpowers, big projects or ideas that I want to work in order to create or start my business. How do I choose which superpower?
Okay, great question. All right, thanks, Jeremy. Okay, let's see. Here's the simple solution to that. Mike, will it switch back to me and not Jeremy? I want to make sure we're on full screen on Facebook. Am I good? Okay, sorry. Again, this is live. This is real, guys. Appreciate you for just being with us real and raw. So that's one of the biggest problems in life. And that is we sometimes have so many options that we do nothing. Do you ever, like, all right, let me just ask you this. Do you ever go to Cheesecake Factory? I haven't been there in probably 10 years. But you go to the Cheesecake Factory, oh my God, it's thicker than my book. It's like this big. Or you go to a Greek diner in New York. It's like this big, you sit there for an hour trying to feel like, I don't know what to eat. You ever go to a pizza place? It's like, can I have pizza? Like, you make a decision. That's a good question. That's a good problem to have. Just pick one. Don't do both. Don't fragment your effort and your energy. Find one that one's gonna light you up a little bit more than the other. Remember, start small. I want everybody to hear this. I'm teaching you from someone, Tony and I have been doing this forever. You need to start at the smallest niche, the little dot I put on the board. Pick one of those and make it real. Do your first Zoom training. Do your first share. Do the first one for free. Just get your feet wet in one of them. Go deeper, narrower, more unique. And then once that starts, you blossom. It's like a seed. Get the seed germinating. And what does it do? It can grow an oak tree, right? From that little tiny seed, you can grow an oak tree. From that small niche of one of those two superpowers, you could grow abundance, wealth, and your next level, okay? Let's take another one, Jeremy.
All right, Dean, this one comes from Les Marianne. It's, what liability is there if you're teaching on your superpower and you make a mistake? You teach something that wasn't on purpose, but you make a mistake.
Oh my God, you know, here's the cool part, is I have never made a mistake teaching anything in my life. I had it all figured out. And it just happened. No, heck no. That's not the way it works. It's, you are finding the things that align with you the most, okay? And when you teach, listen, I tell you sometimes, like, I think this is the way it worked for me. All you're doing is sharing your experience. If it worked for you, if your mess becomes your message, right? If the experience you have taught you to go in a different direction, you're teaching your unique process. Do you think teachers in high school get it right all the time? You think college professors get it right? Listen, Mrs. Thompson in seventh grade, legitimately every day when I tried to read, I still remember her, she would tell me, you're stupid, just sound it out. It's right there in front of you. Are you stupid? She would look at me, she'd go, are you stupid? I remember her face. I mean, this is a long time ago. In today's world, that wouldn't exist. I would have taken a picture of her and put it on, you know, TikTok and ruined her life, right? I would have just filmed while she wasn't looking. That's not the way it was back then, right? You're trying to date me a little bit. I want to share what Tony shared. That's one of those crappy ass limiting beliefs that may have already cost you too much money in your life. That's your subconscious saying, no, everything's got to be perfect. What if we mess something up? What if we don't know exactly what to say? I'll sit and wait. How has that worked for you? Stop waiting and start taking action. Listen, the President Roosevelt's one of his quotes from an address he gave, I think in France, and I'm paraphrasing here, the man in the arena, right? Is so many people from the sidelines will judge you. You're gonna be in the knowledge industry. You're not a teacher, you're not a doctor, you don't know everything, you're not perfect. As long as you're a chapter ahead, you know way more than someone else, a year ahead, 6 months ahead, 6 years, 16 years, right? But the overall emphasis of Theodore Roosevelt's quote, address was, don't be the man in the arena who's criticizing, judging, overthinking. I don't want to talk to those people. I don't want to talk to the critic, right? They don't make statues of critics. I want to be with the people in the game, in the arena, getting bloody, getting marred, making mistakes, and learning and going faster and being a part of it. Because at the, he said, because at the end of my life, I would much rather be the person who tried, failed, and it would be glorious if I reached next level success, but I'd still feel good knowing I tried, rather than the, excuse my language, jackass in the stands just making fun, right? And when I think about that, it's like it pushes me to be in the game. I promise you, if you're heart-centered, it's probably why you're here. You have so much to give the world, and it's just time to give it. Okay, you guys ready for some homework? Let's do it. Now, I'm gonna read this. You guys, you might know this, but at socworkbook.com, socworkbook.com, you can get your homework. You can get your homework. Now, what I really wanna do, this is just a little cheat sheet, right? What I taught you today is where I wanna get you to get this energy from, how we boiled it down. But this is a little tool that we created that's in your homework. You don't have to go get it now if it's gonna slow you down. You write it down in your journal or just listen to me. First one, and I don't wanna do it with you here, I want you to do it, and then this, take this knowledge, and then you're gonna do your challenge. Because remember what we said for the challenge? Tomorrow we're gonna give away, you ready? An iPhone 11, two new iPads, three tripods, and three KBB courses. The greatest course, the gold standard course to show you how to do this at the deepest level possible. The first course Tony's done in over a decade. We crushed it. We crushed it. It's changing the world. It's a movement. It's an amazing course. Three of you will get that course tomorrow. So what do you gotta do? You gotta do your homework, okay? So in this training, which I'll go through, this is really, again, this is not what you're submitting. You're gonna have to go live. Yes, we stayed up super late last night looking at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos. But it gets you to take uncomfortable action. And the only way to your next level is uncomfortable action. You're not here just to listen to me talk or listen to Tony talk or Brendan or the Boss Babes. You're here because you want another level. Remember, unless you acquire, write this down. If you remember anything, remember this. Unless you acquire next level thinking and next level knowledge, and then you take next level action, that's the only way you can get next level results. If you keep the same thinking, you take the same level of action, you're going to get the same results you've always had. You need a new level of thinking, a new level of capabilities, a new level of action, and that equates to a new level of results, and you want another level of results, or you would have bailed on me in the first 10 minutes. You wouldn't have listened to Tony yesterday. You wouldn't be here. You're here. It's time for this. So, number one, list three things that make you stand out from your competition. Now, some of you are new and you might not have competition. But I want you to think about, and you can take that down, Mike. I don't want you to be distracted. If you don't have this right now, go grab it later. I want you just to hear me right now. Stay with me right now. List three things that make you stand out from your competition. So let's just say you're gonna be a hairstylist and you're not in this yet. Go find other men or women who teach hairstylists how to do things. Go check them out. What would make you stand out? If I use my wife as an example, what makes her stand out? Extensions, doing it the right way. She cares on a deep level. She goes after high level clients is what she does. She charges more than anybody else because she delivers the most value. She builds relationship with her clients. That's what would make, I would write that down. I'm using my wife as an example. That's what makes her stand out. Lisa Graziosi knows how to stand out because she does a certain kind of extensions and she does it amazing. She cares about her clients. She loves their beauty. And she goes after high level and charges more. That's what makes her stand out. Number two, list three specific skills you've developed that make you successful at what you do. So what makes you stand out? Some of these are, they seem repetitive, but they're not. They're really just trying to dig down. Like, we want you to dig down to really understand, like, what skills have you developed? I know my wife has developed that she hires really good assistants, girls that know she's the best and want to learn. So they're there wanting to be mentored. She teaches them how to be super polite, and she gets these girls that just work so hard for her because they want to learn and go to another level, right? She knows that my wife will literally text her clients and let them text her. Now, maybe you don't want that, but these are high-level clients, and my wife wants them to feel understood. My wife also makes things custom for them. If they want a special hair color, like anything she could do, she really caters to them. That's part of her skills that made her successful at what she does. What's yours? Right? No matter what it is, right? If you're an electrician, if you drive a bulldozer, if you run online campaigns, you're good at marketing, you're good at sales, you're good at helping people overcome obstacles. You went through a divorce, you did a great job, you're friends with your ex, your kids are thriving. How can you turn that mess into a message? What made you good at that? Did you replace compassion with anger? Let go of envy and regret? Like, what did you do? Write that down. Then list two things in your business that make you the happiest and are the things you would never outsource. So that just means, listen, for me, for Tony, being able to share and communicate like this, I could never give that to somebody on my team. This lights me up. I'll be in a great mood all day today because of all your amazing feedback, your energy, you being here. This lights me up. I will never let anybody do that, right? Like my wife, communicating with people, stylists that just want her to make her look beautiful. She can't outsource some of those things to other people. That just makes her, and it makes her the happiest. When a woman comes in feeling a little down and leaves my wife's salon on fire, my wife's lit up. When I get all these incredible comments, when Tony gets these incredible comments, that's why we love seeing them. We end up on fire because it's the thing that makes us the happiest. So imagine this. This is crazy. Imagine something that could impact other people, light you up, lean into your core competency, and make you happy at the same time. Imagine doing that for a living. Why do you think I'm so happy? Why do you think Tony's so happy? We get to do, and so many other people in this industry, our KBB family members that are in here, why are they so happy? Because this is what they'd get to do every single day. Write down 2 to 3 stories. Hey, Mike, the chat's not moving. Everything working okay? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I'm glancing over at your chat, so I'm looking at all of them. And then number 4, write down 2 to 3 stories that were turning points in your life, your epiphany moments. Now, this is the part that's really important, right? I told you a couple stories today, didn't I? They were like the epiphany, the eye-opening. My story of literally buying education from Tony Robbins. That was an epiphany for me, like, I could buy this knowledge and not have to figure it out on my own. I could cut a check for speed. My dad said I was crazy for buying knowledge. He's wrong. It was like the sky parted. I can pay to go faster. Hell yes, I'm in. I could buy a course to go faster. Oh my God, I'd be a fool to try to figure this out on my own. I want to do something. I could just find somebody who's already done it. Like, these were epiphanies for me. The epiphany when I moved from real estate into personal development, when I narrowed it down, it was an epiphany, like, oh my God, what are some of your epiphanies in your business that allow you to find those teaching moments that we're gonna go over in 3 days from now? We're gonna a process you're like, I don't know what to share. That'll be gone, because we're gonna teach you the story teach tool model. That'll go away, you'll know exactly what to teach, game over. So this is your cheat sheet, because then this is your homework. Your homework is, let me see. I have a cheat sheet. Your homework is this. You're gonna go live in the Start Over Challenge Facebook group, and you're gonna share the expertise, the knowledge, the superpower, the mess that could turn into a message, or the knowledge that you wanna report on, right? Tony wrote Money Master the Game. He just reported on other experts, compiled that knowledge, and wrote one of the best books on investing ever written, right? So you're gonna go in the group and just simply share, this is what I do, this is what I'm gonna share. If you want to say, if you want to really top it off, say, I want to be a knowledge broker. That's who it is. I want to be a knowledge broker, and I'm going to share this. Why not? Our KBB family, you guys got this down. We love saying, we're knowledge brokers. I'm a knowledge broker. 35,000 people strong in our Facebook community for the KBB family are knowledge brokers. That's what they call themselves every day. Yes, you're in the Start Over Challenge, but why not do a video as I'm going to be a knowledge broker, and I'm going to share this. I'm going to teach this. I'm going to help people overcome this. Or I'm going to be a reporter on this niche because I love this industry. Do that. And make sure you hashtag step 2 SOC. Hashtag step 2 SOC. Because then my team could just do that hashtag and find everybody. And believe me, just so you know, we have 12 people completely dedicated to watching your videos. I'm number 13, Tony's number 14. We're not part of the 12. They are obsessively looking at everything, watching what you're doing, compiling your homework. And remember, you see how we're trying to over-deliver on these bonuses? It's getting bigger every day. We're even giving away $10,000 in cash towards the end. This is all to ethically bribe you to do what? To take action. That's how you say thank you for this. Go out and do this. Think through this. Narrow down what you could share with the world. If this was crazy to you a half hour ago, is it less crazy to you right now? I would bet to say yes. Think how less crazy this will feel in 7 days when you're here every day. Not less crazy. You will be chomping at the bit, ready to gain all the capabilities you can to go to the next level, to pay for speed, to get it done, and to launch this business, to be in this. Okay, again, tomorrow, lots of killer prizes. And, those of you, I know this is on my cheat sheet too. If you'd like to upgrade to the VIP, right now, all VIP members in just a few minutes here will be on. We're gonna do deep dive Q&A. We'll open you up, share, spend some time together. If you wanna be a part of VIP, listen, this is free every day. But if you'd like this training, right, when this challenge is done, this training's going away, right? We have to take it down. We can't leave this out there for free. So it's going away. If you'd like all the recordings over the full 7, really 8 days, and you'd like to have VIP access, be in the back with us, hanging out and getting your questions answered when we had the Boss Babes and Brendan. Last night we did it with Tony. If you'd like that, just go to startovervip.com. All the details are. In fact, there's a cool video of Tony and I there. Startovervip.com. What else is there? That's it. That's our training for today. I'm so stoked to be hanging out with you guys. You played full out. Thank you for the amazing posts. I'm gonna obsessively read those. Do this, do the homework, take uncomfortable action. Watch this 5 times if you have to, but this is real. Listen, this isn't an overnight magical money machine. This isn't a pie in the sky. It's not an industry that's going away. This is one of the fastest growing industries. The world needs this. The world needs you now more than ever. Needs you to become a knowledge broker, to share your knowledge with someone else's. Technology has allowed us to be connected to everybody. This is our time. This is our moment. This is what the Start Over Challenge is all about. It's time to reinvent yourself. It's time to start over. Prizes. What's that? Prizes. Oh, I gotta give away prizes. Wow, almost forgot that. Thank you, Mike. But this is our time. So, stay in it. Put it in your phone. Be here tomorrow. We're gonna light it up again. Okay, ready for some prizes? I almost forgot. Okay, $200 Amazon gift card. Erica Ferraro, fear and judgment and not being good enough. I'm not gonna read all these. I'm gonna say, congratulations, Erica. Thanks for being here. Thanks for playing full out. My team loved what you did. Thank you for taking uncomfortable, I'm gonna say this for each and every one of you. Thank you for taking uncomfortable action. Thank you for playing full out. Thank you for not wasting Tony and I's time. Literally, we're here for you, not to be passive, but to make a shift in your life, okay? So, Erica, $200 Amazon gift card. Rafael Paisano. Hey, we got two Italians. Rafael Paisano. You have a $200 Amazon gift card. Thank you for sharing. You went live for the first time ever. Freaking brilliant. Uncomfortable action. Okay. And we got an iPad's going too. I'll tell you that in a minute. Okay. These are extra Amazon gift cards. We want to over deliver. And we want you to get your butt here every day, staying all the way to the end for these prizes. Okay. Another $200 Amazon gift card is to Joe Anthony. Has been living in the past and has a new belief. Joe, way to go, brother, and way to share. Okay, another $200 Amazon gift card goes to Carol Haubecker. Carol, congratulations. You just joined Facebook 4 months ago for the first time. You're a hairstylist and you learned how to teach other people how to color online. My wife will check you out. This is her world, she loves it. Carol, I'm so glad you're like brave enough to do this, to step out of what's comfortable. Listen, if you want another level of life, all of you, if you're watching, we have to be innovative. We have to step out. We have to be uncomfortable. We have to be courageous. Just follow someone who's already been there. Don't try to figure this out on your own. The fastest way to your next level is to cut a check for the information to go faster, because trial and error is the most costly way in the world. And another surprise $200 Amazon gift card goes to Kim Haynes Hollinshed. She's a corporate technician recruiter and she wants to get rid of the belief that she relies on corporate America. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Thanks for taking uncomfortable action and doing this. And drum roll, please. The iPad goes to Sarah Crump. Congratulations, Sarah. For each of you, my team will be reaching out to you and getting your information so we can give you this. First video on Facebook ever. She's all in with the challenge. I appreciate you all. We got a list of way more prizes for tomorrow. We're gonna crush it. We're gonna have the Boss Babes here. We're gonna go in and find out the exact person that would cut you a check for what you know. Because once you know what to offer, then you got to know who to offer it to. It's going to be a great day. So for everybody on Facebook, see you later. If you want to join us in the VIP back office, in the back room, remember that's startovervip.com. Cool video there. You can get enrolled. And see you here tomorrow at 11. Put it in your phone. The back office?
Good.
All right, I want to see everybody here. What's up, VIP? Hey, everybody, what's going on? I can see all of you. Let me scroll through here. What is going on? Hey, everybody, I'm just scrolling through the pages here, so it takes me a minute. Good to see everybody. Hey, how was today? Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Thumbs up? Let me check out. Bobby, I don't see a thumbs up. Did I let you down? I'm watching you, Bobby. What's up? What's up, Juan and Michael and William and Valerie? What's up, August? Is it Augustine? I just saw Jeremy. I'm like, another girl named Jeremy, but it's you, Jeremy. What's up? Mark and Cindy and Melissa and Diane. Diane, I love your little, what is that? What character is that? Or is that just a fun little character? Mark, what's up? Dan and Kim, it's good to see all of you guys here. All right, let's do this. Let's do some behind the scenes, backstage Q&A. Am I missing anything?
Nope.
All right, Jeremy, let's pull up some great questions and let's have some fun.
All right. Hey, SOC VIP family, we are so excited. Tanner, you're gonna unmute for me, I'm hoping. Daniela Gelman has got our first question for you.
Daniela, can you hear us? Are you unmuted?
Yes, yes. Hi, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very happy to be here, really. I don't know how to explain what I'm feeling, but I'm very well, really. But
well,
a little problem, because I have a lot of experience in my life. I construct a little company of translations in medical, all medicine. Only this is my niche. And I have a lot of life experience. But I can't know what my superpower is. And I don't know if I go to be a broker for or a reporter for another broker, or to find mine, because I have a lot of things that I like, and I like to teach, and I like to learn. I don't know, really.
Okay, so Daniela, let me ask you, are you a little bit indecisive in life? Like when you go to a restaurant, you're like, I don't know which one to get. They all seem good. Do you ever feel that way?
No.
You know exactly what you want to do in life.
Yes.
Okay. So what I shared today, how did that land for you today when we were talking about narrowing it down? Where did you get to the point and go, that won't work for me?
Because I have a lot of things and I don't know if I can teach them. If this is interesting for someone, and I don't know how to narrow this.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think you should go through and watch this video again, but don't watch it with scared eyes. I think you're watching and you get to a point and you're looking at it so big, you're letting it overwhelm you. When, listen, if you started a business and you have life experience, let me just ask you, the industry you're in, are there other people in that industry?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. In that industry, are there other people starting fresh and going into a space that you've already done?
Yes.
Right. Okay. How long have you been in your industry?
More than 20 years now.
Okay. Have you ever failed since you've been in that industry and made mistakes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had some good success?
Yes. Okay. Also.
Okay. So now I just want you to really listen. And I know this is one of those things where It's like we all get blocks in certain areas in life. I've been there myself, right? Right now, this is like a fear for you, a challenge. I'm going to challenge you to realize that on the other side of solving this little question you have right now is your next level of life, okay? Right now, there's somebody, not somebody, there are lots of people in your industry that are going to make the same mistakes you made. And they're going to miss out on the opportunities that you took advantage of. If you could go back, you're in this industry for 20 years. If you had 5 days to prepare, and I don't want you to answer this now. This is your homework. And please do this for me.
Okay.
I want you to think about, you have 5 days, let's not say 5 days. You have 1 day. You have the next 24 hours to prepare. Because you're going to go back and you're going to spend 1 day with your 20-year-old self. And tonight, you have to prepare to talk to your 20-year-old self. But you can only share 3 really important things, or one topic, and 3 really important things. I really want you to think through what you're going to share to your 20-year-old self. And I think that could start to craft the thing that, remember what I just said, do something that, like this sheet, right, that we went over. What makes you feel good? What if your friends and coworkers were in a room and someone said, is Daniela, right? If someone said, what is Daniela good at? What would your and again, I don't need this answer. I want you to think through this tonight. What would your friends, coworkers, and family say you're good at, right? I want you to think of what they would say. What lights you up? What things you failed at but came out stronger on the other side? What things you succeeded at? And that's what you will narrow down and share. And the cool part is you're not going after people that are in Stuart's industry or Michael's industry or Kim's industry or Diane's industry or Marcella's industry. You're going after people that are in your specific niche. And as narrow as you think, so many times we think, well, I'm really good at connecting the buyers, or I'm really good at negotiating, or I'm really good at solving the problem. Sometimes we think that's not enough when it's absolutely everything. I promise your industry is big enough and the world is able, allows us to find that person, that there's people that need exactly what you know. So that's my homework for you. You have the next 24 hours to figure out what you're going to teach your 20-year-old self and narrow it down. And I bet you'll get way closer. And tomorrow is going to help as well. So I hope that helped, Daniela.
Okay, I think that
let's give it up for Daniela.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to get through as many as we can right now. So let's Jeremy, let's share another.
All right, we're ready for the next one. And now Tanner's not unmuting. Charlie is. So we've got all kinds of wizards behind the scenes. Let's see, VIP member Carol Bass has got a question for you, Carol.
What's up, Carol? All right, somebody will unmute you. There you go.
I got it. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Carol?
Pleasure. I am like the lady before, where I have so many skills and nowhere to put them. And I've been sick for 10 years and everything has lied dormant. So I'm starting at 50, almost 57 from scratch. I have no husband. I'm almost an empty nester. I have an adult child with autism who is just a little slow, but incredibly smart, genius, in fact. And I'm not kidding about that. And he's one of my obstacles of getting things done, and he has been since he was in school. But now I'm trying to figure out, I've been asked to teach art to some middle school girls. And I've done one course. That was one of my Zoom calls with the KBB. It was my first Zoom call. And it went well. And right now, I'm not sure what I want to do. Do I want to do art? Do I want to help people with autism?
Let me jump in here a second, Carol. So a couple things. And this is all stuff being in personal growth my whole life. Like my whole adult life, and now being partners and friends with Tony for the last 10 years, right? This is something I work on every day. And one of the things Tony always obsesses on is vocabulary, right? So Carol, before we dive into what you should be teaching, I'm gonna ask you to really be the observer of your vocabulary, right? I know that you, I know, listen, I can't imagine what you've gone through with the divorce and caretaking for your incredibly smart son. That's your journey, right? But you're not starting with nothing. You have the experience of you've raised an autistic son who's brilliant. And I'm sure that's challenging as hell, but that's more than I've ever handled. That's more than most people have handled. And you've come out on the other side of that.
Daughter, just like you, she can read, but the letters are everywhere. So she's, okay. She was learned how to compensate. He hasn't. So.
Right. So, but here's the thing, Carol, that was your journey. Life happens for us. There's nothing you could do. You can't undo that journey. But what I want to share is that journey has left residue and byproducts where there are other people right now, Carol, struggling on things that you've overcome. There are people that don't know how to solve the problems you've already solved. Listen, I could show you and you see in KBB how you turn your mess into a message. I believe one of the greatest therapeutic things for any of us when we go through something is helping other people who are starting, right? I've drawn this before, but if you think about life, you're going along and then all of a sudden there's a big pothole, right? You went through a pothole, a divorce, raising your son, helping your daughter out, but you found a way through that and you're still here and you're learning and you're growing and you're sharing. There is somebody, I have goosebumps when I'm sharing this with you. There is somebody today, Carol. There is somebody today starting on day one of that journey. And they're going to go through all the pain that you've gone through. They're going to go through all the questions. I have goosebumps on my face. They're going to go through all the fear and they're not going to know where to turn and they're not going to have somebody to help them. And that could be you. How would you feel to go back to your younger self and say, okay, we can get through this. This is how, this is the thoughts you have to have. This is the energy you need. You need to take care of yourself, not just your son. All those things that you would teach your younger self. There's someone today that needs that so bad. In fact, God might have them, whatever you guys believe in, God might have them documented for you and waiting for you to change your vocabulary, change your state of mind, and decide that you're gonna do this. Not dabble, not question it. Just dig into the capabilities needed and share. I'm sure art could be amazing. And if that's what you love more, you should do it. But I believe just from the little bit we've talked, I believe there's people that need you. And I wouldn't even look at it like, I think I should do this. There's people who absolutely need you today. And I would figure out a way for the next 30 days using the process in 30 days or 45 days from today, I'm going to do a Zoom call with autistic parents. And I'm going to, and in between now and then, you're going to lay out 5 to 7 bullets on helping somebody do this better. And there's some things that as a parent, I know I've screwed up. I don't know about you guys. Who's a parent on here? Who's ever gone to bed saying, oh, I screwed that shit up? Anybody ever feel that way? And go, oh my God, why did I do that? She's going to be in therapy for that one in 20 years from now saying, my dad. It's like, we've all screwed up, Carol. And I'm sure you have too. But you can make it so other people don't have to make those mistakes. And that's just what my heart shared. And I'm not trying to just dump this on you and go on to somebody else, but I want to get as many people as I can. But feel that energy of knowing people need you, and you won't have fear of what niche you need to be in. You won't have fear of technology. You'll have fear of not helping the world with your gift. You're welcome. Let's give it up for Carol. All right, let's get another one, Jeremy.
All right, our next VIP member is Sandra. Oh, I'm to this group. Sandra Gregory.
Make sure you follow. Is that if you look at the Dixie, which is the U.S.
Can someone? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay, Sandra, is that what it is? What's up, Sandra? I don't know if that's going
to
work.
Yeah, we might need to skip Sandra. Let's skip Sandra, and we're going to go on to Michael Porter. I hope you're ready. Michael Porter.
Raise your hand. Where are you at, Michael? Raise your hand.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. What's up, Michael?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Been reading your books and just so grateful to have the opportunity to ask this question of you. I'm kind of lucky. I have a lot of opportunity for kind of side verticals within my business. And I've been trying to narrow it down to just healthcare, but I keep getting requests from other industries like financial service industries and others. And I'm trying to just stick with healthcare, but the money's good elsewhere. And so I find that it's like, it's really watering down my time and my brand. How do you keep that focus and keep that fire burning?
Yeah, so let me know, what do you teach, Michael? Tell me what you teach. Or
So we teach companies and usually mostly executives and boards how to get operational excellence using patterns for success. So we look and show them how to benchmark other companies, not necessarily in their industry, but in other industries as well, so that they can transform their company and better serve their industries.
Okay. And so here's what I always say. When I look at, I love verticals. I love, like, I think about it as like, yeah, I know the lens on your glasses.
It is. I'm going to put it up.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I'll be at a, I hate that, right? Because you can't really tell people to look. But all I know is every time I think of going on my verticals, which I have in a lot of my industries, so is Tony, I just always want to make sure I'm going deep enough and maximizing the industry I'm in. Because sometimes when you go to a new vertical, it's new order pages, new sales pages, new terminology. You got to convert what you're currently doing in this company to another one. I would just make sure you're going all the way down in the well you have, because a lot of times people go so deep in a well, and let's just say you're at $1 million a year. I'm just throwing a number out. And you don't realize that that industry could go all the way to 15 million. You just got to chip a little more, go a little deeper, broaden the marketing and advertising for that industry. So the only thing I would share is make sure that you're maximizing the results you can have in what you're already in, because the ROI is exponential. Because you already know it like the back of your hand. You already know the terminology. You already probably have the training, like it's all dialed in. And once that's dialed in, what I would say is, can you find somebody in that other industry, or do you have a partner or somebody that could continue to drill deeper in your industry while you go initiate and innovate in the next best industry? And that's the only thing I would share, because I've made mistakes. Like, I've gotten my companies to a certain point and then I'm like, shiny object, I could do this one. And I go over here and then this one starts struggling. This one brings up money. And I look at the end, I have two companies making me the same amount of money the one did, because I let this one slack while I launched this one. And that's what I would just say is, just don't allow that to happen and you'll be great, dude.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. You got it, Michael. All right. Who's next?
All right, next up, I'm sure that this is not this person's name, but we're going to go with their Zoom avatar name, which is Papasarin the Unicorn.
Papasarin, raise your hand. All right, what's up?
Yeah, I'm from Thailand, and actually you can call me like in easy for Sarina.
Okay.
Sarina, S-Y-R-I-N-A.
How you doing, Sarina? Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too, and very excited. Actually, I'm looking forward and am asking the universe to get this moment. I am really, actually I'm a single mother for the six-year-old boy, and I just like tune in into my track of my dream that I just discovered back like 2 or 3 years ago, that I am a real-time translator for like English to Thai and Thai to English, switchable. And I'm learning while translating a lot from world-class speaker. I can absorb all the contents and energy from the speakers like sponge, because I design my work that
that's
I'm not
amazing. Just so you know, I've been to many with Tony around the world. And it's a real art, because sometimes people translate, and when they lose the enthusiasm or the tonality, it doesn't translate well. So for you just to say that, I understand what you're talking about more than you know. So congratulations.
And thank you. And I'm going to tell you that I design my work as a signature, because I'm the solo real-time translator for the whole day. I don't have team. I do that because I am so believe that audience should have the continued energy synchronized and transfer to them, because the most important is they get your energy. So my slogan or my intentions is like, I can be you in Thai version.
Wow.
I don't be me, I'm selfless. So what I'm confused is like, I know so many things while I'm translating. I can absorb those like a sponge. I can be like a financial guy. I can be like metaphysic guy. I translating, official translating for Joey Yap, the number one metaphysic consultant in the world. And I don't know what to teach. I don't know how can I, you know, grab those stuff and to be good for people. I concern about the rights. I concern about, like, is this right to take their knowledges? And, you know, how can I make those mine in my version? I know that those knowledge is like, it's already in me. I am those knowledge, but I don't know.
I just want to, a couple things I want to share. One is there's not really an original thought left in the universe, right? I mean, it's really hard to find original. If you think of how Tony started, right? Tony worked for Jim Rohn. And if you hear Tony to this day, there's so much of Jim Rohn. Like if you go listen to an old Jim Rohn book and Jim Rohn will say, life happens for you, not to you. I'm like, oh my God, I thought that was Tony's, right? But we all have that. It's not Tony robbing from him. Jim loved that Tony shared that, right? But Tony put his own spin on it. And Tony shared it so much and read 800 books and gathered all this information that he had a collective wisdom of multiple people to create his own version. So what I would say is with the information that's being downloaded through you that comes in one language and goes out, you know, in another, take your version of that and find the thing that aligns with your soul. And what I think is the best thing as you start, I do this all the time. If I say something that I got from Tony, you hear I mention his name. I don't mention his name to name drop. I want to give him credit for it. But I'm the deliverer of that message, and I'm not going to deliver it the same way Tony is. Tony's not going to deliver it the same way Jim Rohn did and all the other ones. So I would create and think it. You're a translator. You're translating this information and you're collectively putting it together, and it becomes yours. Now, if you're taking word for word and you're reprinting someone else's book and calling it your own, that's not cool. But if you're reading multiple things, learning multiple things, and you come up with your version, that's amazing. And I always love to give credit for the people that, you know, this original thought came from Tony. This original thought came from this other guy or this other woman. And the other thing too is being a translator at that level, you should consider teaching people how to be next level translators, because I've met so many traveling around the world doing events, and most of them don't have the passion you do. Most of them translate the words, but not the emotions. And I bet you if you're a translator who could translate the emotions, I would bet to say you could charge twice or three times as much as any other translator, because I would pay twice as, I'd pay five times as much. So maybe you want to consider also helping other translators make more money and make more impact. All right, Jeremy, who's next?
All right, next up.
Let's give it up first.
Yeah, such good questions. All right, next up we have Shannon Keating, and she's got a great question about the difference between a reporter and an expert.
Hi, Tony.
There she is.
Hi, Tony. Can you see me? Hi.
I'm here.
Oh, I am so grateful. Thank you for putting this event on and serving us today. And Tony, Tony was fabulous yesterday. And I'm just looking forward to doing my homework, even though I have a little fear. But
that's all right, good. That's good.
Yep. Looking forward to it. And I think that's kind of one of the things that stops me. And my question was, I see myself as a knowledge broker right now, and that I am more in the reporting phase as a knowledge broker. And where I have that level of moving to my own course, I think then I'm putting myself into the expert position. And that's where the fear starts to load in. It's like, well, you're not really an expert in this. You know this and you've done that. But if somebody's going to put down their hard-earned cash to listen to me, am I really an expert? And so I start to have those kinds of messages sneak in and stop me. So I'm really looking to see how I move from being the reporter and get that confidence.
Yeah. So Tony would he would probably just like tear into you about the belief you have.
It's true.
It's not reality. It's your belief on you're not the expert. What do you do?
Well, I have come out of the corporate world. I had a fabulous career in the entertainment business. And about 5.5 years ago, I had a brain tumor that had to be removed. And that put me into early retirement, which I was grateful for. I was ready for my next chapter, which became real estate investing. And so I've gotten a lot of knowledge over the last 5 years, and we've grown a terrific real estate business because at 63, I am not ready to sit back and retire. The world tells me that I should be, but I'm not. And I really feel like I have more to give. And our real estate business is about creating streams of income for us. And I'm all about wanting to give back because there are so many other like-minded baby
boomers. Okay, so let me do something right here. Hold on one second.
You got it.
How many houses do you own?
13.
You own 13 houses. Do you create passive income from that?
Yes, we have both short-term and long-term rentals in one note. Okay, and the short-term rentals
is- Can you raise your hand? I want to see if I can find you. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, sorry.
No problem. Okay. I know there are a lot of us.
Can you see the screen with everybody else on it?
Yes.
Okay, Shannon. Right now, everybody that's on here, let me ask you a question. Shannon was in the corporate world. Do we all know that she knew, would you say she overcame obstacles in that corporate world, that she solved problems, that she knew how to communicate with people, connected with people? You could tell her personality, she killed it, right or wrong, right? Then she transitioned into something she had never done before, real estate, and now she has passive income with houses, money coming in. By a raise of hands, who in here would want to learn from Shannon if you were going to get into having passive income with real estate right now? Who would do it? Can you see the screen, Shannon? Because there's people in here that have never done it before. They're starting on day zero. This isn't about you being an expert for 30 years. I know the real estate space. That was my world. There are so many people. And just what I would consider is go through what I went through and niche it down. Don't just be a real estate educator. Help women who've retired who want to be in real estate investing. You can unmute Shannon for a second. Help women in real estate that want to be real estate investors to do something on the side.
That is the exact niche, Tony, Dean, I'm sorry. That's exactly where I want to be.
Okay, so if you think about that, I'm not trying to oversimplify this. It is always, I promise you, the only thing standing between you and your first class, Shannon, is the story you're telling yourself on why it won't work. Yeah. I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I'm embodying Tony right now. He would probably yell at you. And when Tony yells, you listen, it vibrates your soul, right?
It's true.
It's just a story, Shannon. Honestly, you got to fix the story. Change that story. You'll have your first training in 30 days from now. You're already a badass. I can feel it. Just do it.
And thank you. All right.
Let's give it up for Shannon.
I'm on the road. Thank you.
All right. Let's get another one.
That was awesome, Dean. You narrowed her right down. All right. Next up, we have a very simple and basic question from Cindy Higgins Peretti. Cindy.
See if I can unmute.
There you are. What's up, Cindy? She just muted herself, I think. Can you unmute?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Hi. Hey, how are you today, Dean?
I'm doing great.
I want to first say thank you for helping me during a really hard time in March and early April when you said about giving to others and serving your family and building up everybody else around you. And as a result, my family feels that. So I'll say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so my question is I, like Shannon, was an interior designer, very successful for 32 years. I went through a divorce, stepped back to my practice, and I've been studying to be a health and life coach for the last almost a year. And so I'm done, I graduated, and I'm trying to find out where I need to be next. I've raised 3 adult children. I've been through a hell of a lot of things that are not necessarily positive in my life. But I don't want to dwell on that. I want to kind of move forward. I'm also very healthy. I'm 61 years old. And I'm kind of like a walking example of what you need to do to lead a healthy life in your 60s and plus.
Okay. What lights you up the most? If you had to pick one.
I would say probably health and fitness.
Okay. And what about interior design?
Not so much, unless it's health and fitness for interior designers because they're usually not in really great shape.
Gotcha. It's funny because I always tell my daughter, some of you probably heard this story, but if you haven't, I tell my daughter when people say, well, if you believe in self-education, what about your kids? I'm like, I pray to God they don't go to college. Like, I just do. That's me. Some of you are probably like, oh, like if they want to go for the experience, that's great. I don't know if I want my daughter to go for the experience, but anyway, that's just a dad thing.
Well, I reached out to you for your daughter that if she wanted to talk about what it's like to be a designer, I would.
Oh, that's great. Right. So I want to tell everybody, I'm glad you heard that story. What I tell my daughter all the time, she's so good with fashion and design, like just intuitively, like she just puts things together. And I don't mean she's good at fashion because she's got my credit card and goes buy pays things. That's not how I raise my kids. None of my kids have Gucci or any of that stuff. That's not who I am.
Yay.
And if they want it, they're going to have to figure out how to get a job and go buy it for themselves, right? But my daughter just knows how, like she'll take colors and put things together. That's so cool. And the day that changed my daughter's life to understand what her father does is she said, Dad, you say you don't care if I go to college, but my teachers are saying no college. And here's what I said to her. I said, you're so good at design. Would you want to be an interior designer? She goes, I think that would be great. I said, so here's what we'll do. When you're out of school, we'll search and find a great interior designer who's had 20, 30 years in the industry. And you're going to write her or him a letter and tell him why you will be the best employee they've ever had in their life for the next 6 months or a year. But the only difference is you're free. And for that free, you just want to be able to ask questions and extract that knowledge. I said, how do you think it would be if you went to school for 4 years in business and design, and then you got out and worked for somebody? Where do you think you'd be further ahead? 4 years of school, 6 years of school, or 6 months or a year with someone who's an expert. You extract all their knowledge, you come home and you start off where they left off. And I just remember my daughter going, I finally get what you do, Dad, right? So like, that's how important, and that's how, you know, when I share this with you guys, that's how important I believe this is. So with that said, if health and fitness is what lights you up, have you kind of laid out what your regimen, what your routine is, and not just the tactical and specific, but what is the mindset that makes you do it combined with the tactical?
I employ habit change. I'm a master of habit change.
That's okay, so then as you look at what I did on the whiteboard, how do you say health and fitness, 7 billion people, right? I'm a master at habit and change. That's a couple hundred million, you know, hundreds of millions of people. How do you narrow that down? And maybe it's just, you know, listen, the world has gotten so connected that if you did better habits for divorced women over 50 to be healthy and thrive, you would fill up your event. You don't have to be in the health and fitness world. You could be in the over 50 badass woman who wants to reinvent herself, be in shape, look sexy, go to the next level. You'd fill that baby up in a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, next, let's do one more.
All right, we've got one more, which means Deborah
Musso.
All right.
What's okay, up, now Deborah? It's letting me on mute. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is wonderful. So for those of us crazy people that have 10 million ideas and things like that, I don't even have that many ideas, but I actually have 5 classes. I'm an accounting and finance person, and I wrote a personal finance class, which I like, and I put it on the shelf. But I have 4 business classes, all accounting and, you know, how to set up your company, all the back end of the business, the not so sexy stuff. Yep. rather than like start with a bundle or something, should I just pick one of those classes and start with one class and just...
Yeah, so, all right, so I got to jump in. I got to jump in because, you know what, the blessing of meeting so many people, I know this sounds crazy, and Tony told me this too, when he told me a decade ago this happened. I already know your personality in the first 3 seconds of you talking. I already know what makes you comfortable is creating the course. And I already know what makes you uncomfortable is selling the course. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes, 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 that's me.
Okay. All right, I knew it in the first 8 seconds. I bet you your courses are magical. And every time you think of finally launching, you go, you know what? I'll just create this next course. And that is your escape. That is your subconscious protecting you. It's not about deciding which course. They're all good. Literally close your eyes and pick one. It's about you having the nerve to go do uncomfortable action and get your ass out there selling it.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Deborah, you're easy. Listen to me. Tomorrow, 2 days from now, I'm going to do persuasion again. But you need to go through... module, is it 3 or 4 when it's about sales, and then the hook story close, and then how to get traffic. Go through those modules again. You're in KBB?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah.
You're not. Okay, so we'll let you know. You need to get in KBB, and you need to go deep on the modules that teach you persuasion, sales, and who's in KBB? Let her know what about those modules. You need to understand sales in a way that it comes through your soul and your heart authentically, so you're not feeling like a salesperson. That's what you need.
Okay.
If you go through those modules, do not build another course. Do not obsess which one. They're probably all amazing. You need to put all your energy on launching this to the world. And I could tell your personality, you're going to crush it, because that is the stuff that people don't like to talk about it, but we all need it, especially in today's shifting world. So I'm going to encourage you. I can have somebody DM you, but you need to get, honestly, and I'm not pushing a big sale right now, you need to get in KBB. You need to obsess on it. You need to get in the community, and you need to obsess on a couple of those modules that will teach you exactly how to do it.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, let's do one more. That was doing, because you were so easy, Deborah. I didn't have to take long. I had you figured out in 4 seconds.
All right. Well, then, hey, Erica Fox, I had you queued up and then apologized that we didn't have time. Ooh. So get ready, girl. Erica Fox, you're up next.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Erica?
That's surprising. Thank you. Thank you, Dean. Sending so much love, gratitude, and positivity to you for doing this for all of us. So thank you very much. When I began this course, I had it in my head that I would use my professional skill set to create the course. I previously created a college course using my professional skill set. But especially as we've been moving through it, especially when you were speaking to the wonderful mom with her blessed autistic child, I realized that maybe my personal experiences might be the better thing to teach and move on. I've used the last 10 years to get over some really intense trauma that I experienced while I was younger, and as well as complete financial illiteracy and bring myself back from real financial hardship.
We're all proud of you, Erica. Seriously, we can feel
thanks.
Your
energy. And now that I'm in a place of being centered in abundance, I would love to be able to share that with people. However, I don't have credentials. I don't have a brand. And I know that sounds silly in the face
of it. No, it doesn't sound silly. No, I just want to tell you something. That's mm-hmm. just the way we're all programmed.
Right.
You have to understand something. The world doesn't care anymore. Right?
Listen,
would you rather, just really quick, would you rather, whatever your experience was that's personal to you, would you rather right now, if you went back 8 years ago when you were still probably processing and trying to come out of this, right? You said you spent 10 years. 8 years ago, would you have rather gone to a therapist who learned how to handle this through school and experience, or would you have rather spent time with someone who went through that exact experience and came out on the other side? Who would you have rather gone to?
Someone who related to what I was going through.
Right. Would you care if they had initials after their name?
I would have been a little bit skeptical, but my preference would have still been there.
Yeah. And that's, I just want you to know, that's what the world is doing right now. The world wants somebody who's been there and done it, not someone who just teaches it. I'm not trying to be rude or people are voting with their credit card. They're not just voting. I'm not just saying that, right? The statistics are saying, I don't want to learn from a professional teacher. I want to learn from somebody who's been in there and has done it. So I just want to give you that little bit of hope. So what's the question I can help you with?
Well, I guess the question is, what is the right forum to start this in? I'm an expert in social media. And so I was wondering if, you know, giving that kind of power away for free through connecting through social media platforms is just going around and trying to advertise like a Zoom presentation in the right format for that type of connection and help. What's the first step there?
And this is what I'll teach for everybody, share with each and every one of you. You all have to start with the end in mind. What is the end result, right? The end result is where you make the most impact and where you create monetization, okay? Just so you know, in most cases, people who don't pay don't really pay attention. And that's just true. If you guys each paid you know, $10,000 to be here with Tony and I. I mean, this is an amazing group. I'm watching you completely all in. But if someone paid 10 grand, you're on every, like every word, writing it down, take action. You value it when you pay for it, right?
Yeah.
So you guys paid to be in VIP. You're here. You showed up, right? Like you're here. You want to gain, you're going to get all these trainings, right? When no one else says. So here's what I'd say. Figure out what is the thing that you could teach that's valuable and what you're going to charge for it, right? That's the end thing. And then work your way forward. Instead of thinking, should I do social media free? Should I give away value? It's like the end result is, let's just say you want to teach people to overcome the traumatic experience or to fix, to be financially intelligent or whatever the course you create, whatever that end is. I want you guys to think of a through line. Picture if you took the, you're going to do a monthly Zoom call teaching people how to overcome XYZ and it's $97 a month. I'm just throwing out something. That's your end result where you want everybody to go. And then think about that if you drew it on a piece of paper and you put a tack in it and on the tack was a piece of yarn, right? So your Zoom call's over here and you take a string and you pull the, I'm picturing red yarn, you pull it all the way here. And that's a through line. That's the road where everybody's gonna lead to that Zoom training, right? What are the things you can do? You could start all the way in the beginning by, if you're great at social media, start sharing enough quality information where people are going, man, I wanna learn from Erica. And then maybe after that, there is, after their training for that, you say, hey, I want to do a free 1 hour or a free 90 minute training with all of you to go deeper. I love sharing for 2 minutes at a time on social media, but I'd love to give you a deep dive training. If you want to sign up, it's free. And then maybe once a month, you do a free hour and a half training. And that training halfway through, you make the offer for your end result, which is the Zoom call at $97 a month. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So start with the end result. And then what is the path you can get people there? Some people will go straight to the training. Like think about KBB, right? Some of you might have bought my book and then got KBB. Some of you just saw the ad and went straight to KBB and bought it. Some of you saw when Tony and I launched it to the world. There was different ways. There was different paths to KBB, but all roads lead to KBB. Right? My books read to KBB. If you bought my journal, it leads to KBB because I know KBB is the thing that changes people's lives more than anything else. So if you do, if you create that end thing, if Shannon is creating her end result on how to do real estate, can you talk to women your age about real estate and then say, I want more info? Say, good, I'm doing an hour training. The hour training sells them into a $1,000 course on how to do real estate. Cindy's teaching women over 50 how to be badasses and take care of themselves. She can give away that free info, right? So all, if you just picture all roads lead to that thing, then use whatever expertise you have. You're in KBB, right?
Me? No, yeah. But oh, yeah. I will
okay.
be.
Okay, yeah.
So, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm just going to be completely transparent with VIP. I'm going to rock the house over the next 7 days teaching. But KBB is the most comprehensive course ever created to be in the knowledge industry. Tony and I spent a year creating it. We created a software that helps you build your websites and your marketing. So we're going to rock it for the next week. We're not going to hold much back or hold anything back, but it's really just the tip of the iceberg. So I would suggest if this is over the next couple of days, we'll make the opportunity available. We'll create something special, especially for you VIP. If you see over the next couple of days, I want in this industry, then I'm going to encourage everybody on here. You need to be a part of KBB. It's just off the charts amazing. So we'll come up with something cool for you guys and make something special. You guys good with that? All right. Erica, I appreciate you. Everybody here, let's go back to this. You guys feeling it today, VIP? All right. We'll get to some more questions tomorrow. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock sharp, be here. We have the Boss Babes. It's weird even saying Boss Babes. It's Natalie and Danielle. They're awesome. They went from different industries into this information industry. They're helping women entrepreneurs rock the house. So you ladies, you're going to fall in love with these two girls. They're just awesome. They're heart-centered. They're good people. And we're going to rock the house tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye, guys. Do your homework. Make sure you do your homework.